First B'nai Yeshiva. Last week when we shared about 6 minutes or so, we discussed a suggestion as to how perhaps our Avodas Hashem should be impacted on a daily basis due to the Simcha of Yom Yerushalayim. And this evening, with your permission, what I'd like to do is to perhaps add two additional suggestions as to in what way we should be thinking to improve ourselves on a daily basis, day after the week of Yerushalayim, Yom Yerushalayim. I'd like to begin with a beautiful malbim that I heard from Rav Tursky Shlita here in the Beis Medrash a number of years back, Nesichas Musa, that he was giving right around this time of year. Malbim is a beautiful pshat in the pasuk, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechurba layachtav. Yerushalayim is a city that is united. Malbim says, what's pshat in the pasuk, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechurba layachtav? Says the Malbim, Tehillim kuf chafez, the Klal Yisrael is guf echad. We are all one entity, one people. But we are composed of kama evarim. Just like a body consists of many parts, different organs, different limbs, so too Klal Yisrael consists of many different individual components. And Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechurba layachtav, it is because of Yerushalayim and through Yerushalayim that we, Klal Yisrael, feel and sense that unity again. Yerushalmi Bava Kama tells us, Yerushalayim habenuya ke'ir shechurba layachtav, Yerushalayim is mechaberes es Yisrael zeh lazeh. It connects one Jew to another, each Jew to each other. And the Psukim and the Tehillim continue, Shesham Olu Shiv Teka, that's where Klal Yisrael, the 12 Shvatim, were Olu L'Regel. Eidus L'Yisrael, says the Malbim, that was testimony to the fact that we are all one people. L'Hodos L'Shem Hashem, because we all came together for one purpose and one purpose only, to go to Yerushalayim to give Hodah and Shavach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is what Yerushalayim Habenuya Ke'ir Shechurba Layachtav reminds us of, that is the source and the reason and how we come together. Never forget hearing a beautiful description from Rav Avraham Mausband of Riverdale, describing what it was like to learn as a Talmud in a yeshiva in Yerushalayim in 1967. And he said how that year, the war was in the beginning of June, Shavuos was shortly thereafter, the first day that the public, the Jewish public, was allowed to go into Yerushalayim, into the Kosel, to daven by the Kosel, was Shavuos morning. That was the first day that the government opened up the Kosel to the Jewish public. And Abbasman described as a Talmud in Yeshiva, walking through the city streets, the old city of Yerushalayim, in the wee hours of the pre-dawn morning. He described thousands upon thousands, if not tens of thousands of Jews, converging from all directions on the city streets of the old city of Yerushalayim, in the darkness of the middle of the night, all of them streaming together toward the Kosel for Vasik and Shacharis, all singing at the top of their lungs, V'habiyenu l'tzion ircha, Berino, Yerushalayim beis mikdashcha besimchas olam. And you had Jews of all stripes. You had kipot shcharot, kipot srugot, you had nalan, you had sandalim, im garbayim, b'li garbayim, made no difference. They were all singing, top of the lungs, Avigeinu, Tzirir Chaburina. Because Yerushalayim habenu yekir shechur b'layachta, that's where we sense the Klal Yisrael coming together. It is Yerushalayim that brings every Jew of every stripe together. That's where we sense our achdus. I'm sure many of you have heard the very moving radio broadcast of Israel Radio. When the Chayalim first entered into the old city, descended to the Kosel. Incredibly moving broadcast. You hear Avgoram blowing the shofar repeatedly. You hear him reciting the Kol Ram, the Bracha of Shechiyanu, and the Chayalim answering a resounding Amen. You hear his Kalmale and the sobbing of the Chayalim who are thinking of their friends they just lost. But what struck me listening to it again this year were the comments or the choice of words of the reporter, the broadcaster, as he was describing his approach to the Kosel. And if it works, I figure I gave the first 6 minutes Sichas Musa of the year, maybe I'll try to give the first audio soundbite of the year. Antique fashion. Hold on 1 second. strikes me is his choice of words. Eneni adam dati, me'alam lo hayiti. Not religious, never was. Aval zeo akotel, v'aninogea b'avni akotel ma'aravi. So what's he saying? Not religious, I never was. And therefore, you would think, you would assume, that an event that really is a religious one in terms of its nature would not really have much to do with me. It's not what he's saying. He says, yes, I'm not religious. Aval, but, zeo akotel, v'aninogea b'avni akotel ma'aravi. Because there's something about Yerushalayim, about the Mokam HaMikdash, that connects to every Jew, regardless of background. You could be lo dati, yes dati, mi'olam lo hayiti, mi'olam hayiti. It doesn't make a difference. The Aval tells us that this is where we come together, Yerushalayim habanu yakir shechur b'lo yachtav. Rabbi Yosh Lesinger comments in his Sefer, Eilah HaDvarim, how ironic it is, how beautifully ironic it is, that the first day that we came to the Kosel in 67 was on Shavuos. The day of Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ahar Ke'ish Echad B'lei V'Echad. The day of Kabbalah Sator, which is Ma'achid Klal Yisrael, was also the day in which we received, we were able to once again access Makom HaMikdash, which is also Ma'achid Klal Yisrael. That, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky tells us, in his Emes LeYaakov, is the lesson of Parshas Bamidbar. The various degalim, every shade, a different color, a different emblem. Why are we highlighting our differences? And why dafke now in Parshas Bamidbar? Why not right after the left Mitzrayim? So Yaakov says so beautifully, because of course, Klal Yisrael is made up of different people, different components, different individuals. We all have differences. I have talents, you have talents. His talent is not my talent. We're all unique. But only after we had Matan Torah, when we can say Savav L'Mishkan Yachanu, after we had the Binyan HaMishkan, when we can all focus on that same common goal, common ideal, then it's safe to highlight our differences, because ultimately we're all focused on the same goal. Be it Kabbalah Satorah, Matan Torah, Makom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, that's what's Ma'achid Klal Yisrael Ke'ir Shechur B'lo Yachtav. And this is not just waxing eloquent about Yerushalayim. This, the Malbim tells us, is an achrayus. Because as Obsorsky then quoted, the follow-up of the Malbim, Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim, Yishloyu Ohavayach. Says the Malbim Pshat so beautifully. Sha'alu Shalom Yerushalayim. You want to know how Yerushalayim is doing? How is Yerushalayim faring? Yishloyu Ohavayach. It all depends. Is there Shalva between the Ohave Yerushalayim? When we, the Ohavayach of Yerushalayim, are able to say that we are B'Shalva Zem Zeh, that we have an inner peace, inner tranquility with one another, then that is the greatest indicator of Shalom Yerushalayim. Beautiful story told about Rav Kook when he was a Rav in Eastern Europe before he came to Eretz Yisrael. Once in Chas Torah, as they were dancing, hakafos, together outside the shul, he stops all of a sudden, he says, this is how we'll be zochet to Yerushalayim. When Klal Yisrael entered Eretz Yisrael for the first time, Yoshua, how did he take Yericho, the first conquest in Eretz Yisrael? They first had to circle the city 7 times. Because the hakafos, says Rav Kook, is indicative of the achdos, of each one holding on or walking behind and walking with each other, following one another. Only through Hakafas, through that Achdus of Klal Yisrael, are we Zocha to that Ir Shechur B'lo Yachtav. That is the Achrayas of Shalu Shalom Yerushalayim Yishloyo Avayach. Certainly here in our yeshiva, yeshiva is a Guf Echad that's made of Kama Ivarim. YP, BMP, IBC, Mechina. But chas v'shalom, that those different divisions should be dividers. Divisions, yes, separations, no. Because in a guf echad of a yeshiva, much like a Yerushalayim habanu ke'ir shechur b'lo yachtav, much like the guf of Klal Yisrael, we have to be aware of the fact that there are differences in Klal Yisrael. Baruch Hashem, there are 12 degalim. But it's all sabav mishkan yachanu. It's all commonly focused on the same goal, same ideal. Be it Torah, be it Makom HaMikdash, Yerushalayim, you have to bear in mind that Ke'ir Shechur B'lo Yachtav. That, I think, is second suggestion, first for tonight, as to what we should be thinking of Yom Yerushalayim time. The Achrayas of Ke'ir Shechur B'lo Yachtav. And one final thought. That is, Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Lamed, tells us How do we know, how did Chazal know that they are required or encouraged to create or institute a Zecher LeMikdash? Takanas to remember the way life was lived in the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk in Yirmiyah which speaks of Tzion hi doresh ein la. Tzion has no one being doreshit. Says the Gemara, famous quote, Mechlal debayadrisha. The implication of the pasuk in Yirmiyah is, pasuk is bemoaning the fact that Tzion has no doresh. Mechlal, the implication being, says the Gemara, debayadrisha, we must be doresh Tzion. That, says the Gemara, is the source to tell us that we have to have a zecher lemikdash. But what does that mean to be doresh Tzion? How do you become a doresh Tzion? Avraham Lichtenstein Shlita, in a beautiful sicha that he gave Yom Yerushalayim one year, comments that we find the word Jerisha in Tanakh used in different contexts. And I'll zoom in on just two of them. One, he suggests, is the pasuk found in Devarim Perek Chaf Beis, when one finds a shor achicha oseyoni dachim baderach, you find someone's animal wandering, v'asaftol toch beisach, you take it into your home for safekeeping, and you hold on to it until when? Adrosh achicha oso. Until your brother comes to do what? To claim it. It's mine. Thank you. I'd like it back now. Tzion hi mechlal debayadrisha means to be a dorish tzion. We have to recognize and realize that Yerushalayim tzion belongs to Klal Yisrael. Feel that personal connection to tzion, that it belongs to us. Benny Eisner, formerly a Rama at BMT, now a Rama at Merkaz Harav, when he spoke in Queens at the Shloshim of the Kedoshim of the massacre this year, said a beautiful pshat. Rashi tells us in Bereishis, why was there a need for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to begin the Torah with Maisa Bereishis? Begin with HaKadosh Zelachem. And Rashi quotes the pasuk, Koch Maisa Higid La'amo Loses Lam Nachlas Goyim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to tell us, Koch Maisa, how he created the world. So if the Goyim say to us, hey, what right do you have taking Eretz Yisrael? We can tell them HaKadosh Baruch Hu created it. He gave it to us. So the question everyone asks is, Koach Maisav Higid La'amo. What do you mean, Koach Maisav Higid La'amo? God is telling us? We know this already. Should be Koach Maisav Higid La'goyim? Tell them, they need to know. He said, no. Because if we don't know, and if we don't believe it, the goyim are never going to believe it. And they won't know it either. When will they know it? When will they respect it if we respect it and we realize it? And he recounted how as a chayal in Sahal in 67, he was among the group of soldiers that entered into Hebron. He said when they first came to Hebron and liberated Hebron, they were sitting in the kasbah in the shuk, and no one made a peep. There was awe, there was respect, the Arabs respected them. He said a few weeks later, they approached his mefaked, his commander, and said, listen to your radio, occupy territory. And then the stones started flying. Because if we don't treat it as ours, the Goyim certainly won't. We have to recognize that Klal Yisrael is the Bailam of our Eretz Yisrael. In addition, and perhaps on a more everyday applicable basis, the word Jerisha is also used obviously in Tanakh, Dirshu Hashem Behimotso. Or in another pasuk, Kisha Drishenu B'chol Levavcha B'chol Nafshecha, where it implies a spiritual longing, a yearning, a desire to be connected to. And certainly with regard to Drishas Tzion, that means that we have an achrayus to try and feel connected, to feel a yearning, to feel an anticipation, a desire to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to go back to Yerushalayim. Amazing story told about Rav Kook Zatzal by Simcha Raz in his biography of Rav Kook. He said in 1914, Rav Kook would travel to Europe to the Agudas convention, Knesset Agdola. He visited the Sri Deish in Berlin. Sri Deish took Rav Kook into his apartment. He said, Rebbe, look at this magnificent view of downtown Berlin from my window. And Sri Deish later recounted he was astonished. On the spot, Rav Kook started crying, bitter tears, murmuring under his breath, Al naras bavel shom yoshavnu gam bochina bezachwenu as tzion. Because he was such an Oev Yisrael, such a Doresh Tzion, to think of anything that had a beautiful view aside from Tzion, aside from Yerushalayim, it hurt him too much. He attained that madrega of being a Doresh Tzion whenever he was out of Yerushalayim, out of Eretz Yisrael. That's all he was thinking about. When he was stuck in Europe for the next 3-4 years because of the war that broke out, he fell into almost a depression. Couldn't be away from Eretz Yisrael for that long. They took him to see the Alps, trying to cheer him up. And his driver said to him, Rebbe, look at these beautiful mountains. And Rav Kook, who was apparently daydreaming, hears the word mountains. He murmurs, yes, yes, Yerushalayim Harim Savivla. So that's what he was thinking about as a Doresh Tzion, thinking about Yerushalayim whenever he wasn't there. That was on his mind. And obviously, it's a tall order for us, for me, for any of us, to try and reach that madrega of being a Doresh Tzion. It's a fascinating book, Memoirs of Gluckel of Hamelin, which is a diary of a German Jewish widow born in 1646. And she writes and describes what happened in Hamburg, Germany, when she was living there, when they heard the first reports of Mashiach. 1600s. She says a letter came from Turkey to Hamburg. People started putting on their Shabbos clothes, dancing in the streets. Her own father-in-law immediately abandoned his home and his real estate, his property. He quickly packed up his belongings, shipped them ahead of him to Hamburg, to the port, awaiting the word to depart. And he waited that way for 3 years until they realized something was wrong. So when you have a drishas tzion, you get the word, you hear the news, you're ready to go in an instant. And sometimes I wonder about myself, what would happen if I got the word? I log on to J-Post and all of a sudden I see, oh, shofar has sounded, the Mashiach's here, what am I going to be thinking about? Oh no, how am I going to sell my house in a down market? That's what worries me about my drishas tzion. But to aspire to such a drishas tzion, to constantly be thinking and wishing and yearning to go back to Eretz Yisrael, to Yerushalayim. Concluded with the beautiful words of the Sefer Kuzari, very end of Sefer Kuzari, speaks of the Psukim Ata Sokum Terachem Tzion Ke'esid Chan Nakiva Moe. Your Kodesh Baruch Hu will be Merachem on Tzion. The very next Pasuk is Ki Ratzu Avadecha Es Avoneha Vesafar Yechonanu. Because your servants have wanted the stones, the dirt, have desired the earth, the soil of Eretz Yisrael. And the Kuzari writes, and he concludes his Sefer on this note. He says, "Ratzalom the pshat and the psukim is why is ki atasakum terachem tzion right before ki ratzu avodefa savaneh v'safar yichananu." Says the Kuzri, "Ki shalaim amnam tibana kishe yichsufu bnei Yisrael tachlis hakosa." What's the key to binyan Yerushalayim? What will bring us all back there? Only if we're capable of sincerely desiring and yearning for Yerushalayim tachlis hakosa, an ultimate desire, a yearning, a spiritual longing for Yerushalayim. Until we are in love with the Avonim and the Afar of Eretz Yisrael, then Atasakum Terachem Tzion Ke'ez Lechad Nakivam Oed.